This is exciting for a number of reasons, not the least of which our own Sean Birch and Ray and Tom from our own Deemable Tech Show will be emceeing this big event.
Yay!
Yay, Sean, Ray, and Tom. Wendy, let's begin with you. You're sort of the thought leader behind this event. How did this all come about?
Well, first of all, it's downtown campus.
Okay. FSCJ, downtown.
Well, it's a build on an idea of one of our Jack's Chamber IT Council members. He had an ideal, and I was asked to look at it, and I saw something bigger, and so I wrote a proposal to the chamber, and it was accepted, and got quite a few people wanted to be on the planning committee.
Lots of interest.
Grew. Yes, a lot of interest.
That's not a surprise, Mike. You're with the Jack's IT Council. This whole sector of our local economy is just blowing up. Jacksonville is taking off when it comes to tech hubs and tech startups. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a big part of it is we have the talent here. We were talking in the lobby earlier that the unemployment rate in the technology industry in Jacksonville is 2% or lower. So there's plenty of opportunity. We've been able to recruit talent outside of the Jacksonville area, bring them in. And a big part of that seems to be reasonable cost of living for many companies to relocate here or to continue to build up existing offices versus other locations.
People see a lot of opportunity, and you want to capitalize on this. What are your goals for this event? When people come out, what will they be able to experience and learn?
Well, it's multiple areas we're trying to take a look at. One of them being we want to showcase the talent in the Jacksonville area. Another is that we have a lot of people that in IT, but they want to grow their professional development. And so we're going to have something for them, too, so they can grow and, get further ahead. We also want to showcase our vendors and our partners. And so we are trying to take it on, all of it on. So we have something for the person who will be in the field in a year or so. Somebody's already in there, wants to get ahead, and someone who's at the top and want to help people move up.
Sure. And you in particular want to bring in some young people.
Correct.
And even students.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do something on the mobile applications, which is huge. And by the way, Microsoft is always looking for mobile application developers. Let me put that plug in. We also are going to do something on robotics and then also starting your own tech company. So we're going to have a session on that too.
Interesting. So what companies are participating, Mike? Who's going to be presenting?
Well, we've got presenters all across the board, but I think one of the neat presentations we'll have will be the chief information officers from several locally based companies: LPGA, Regency Centers, Brooks Health, Crowley, Everbank, to name a few.
Major players.
Exactly.
And what will they be talking about?
Well, this will be a CIO panel format where we've got the CIO of the city of Jacksonville, Usha Mohan, will be the moderator. So it'll mainly be topics of interest to other organizations, small business, large business, everything in between. They're no matter what the size, they're really dealing with very similar issues.
And you see this as something Jacksonville, we saw the recent success of OneSpark when it comes to the startup economy. Are you hoping that this becomes a big annual event on the calendar?
I think there's some pent-up demand. I had a meeting with the vice president of IT last week and just kind of casually mentioned it. He got very excited about it. And he said, I can't think, the last time I went to a technology conference in Jacksonville was in the 90s. So I think that there's high interest. We've got over 200 people that are already registered to attend, and we're about 34 days away, I believe. So there's going to be a lot of momentum here right at the end.
But it's not too late to be part of this.
It is not too late. We have a website, www.techcoastconference.com, and you can register, you can request a vendor table, and you can sign up as a volunteer.
And are you trying to maybe rebrand this area a little bit? Not the First Coast anymore.
Correct.
The tech coast?
You think that might play on words?
You think that might take off?
We hope so. We took a lot of deliberation on the name.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I think you came up with a good one. So techcoastconference.com. Now, people that are kind of casually listening right now, that maybe they don't work in IT, should they still attend this? Who should attend this?
Anyone who has an interest in IT, because this will be a great conference to find out what area, if you like IT, and what area, because IT is so big. And so there's an area for everyone.
I would add, part of what we're trying to do is educate the community. I mean, there's no matter where you go, there's conversations about mobile computing, about cloud computing. A lot of those concepts are still kind of fuzzy to a lot of folks. So this is a good opportunity to come to one campus downtown and get educated literally on a dozen or more different topics.
This is an all-day event coming up August 15th on the FSCJ South Campus, downtown campus. Right. This is going to be at the Advanced Technology Center.
Correct.
And for people that aren't familiar with the campus, how do they find that location?
It is on State Street, 401 West State Street. It's a building by itself, and it says right on the building, Advanced Technology
Can't
Center.
Can't miss it. Can't miss it. All right. Well, I so appreciate you being with us, both of you. It's exciting to see this happening downtown. It's exciting to have our own Sean Birch and Ray and Tom from our own Deemable Tech Show emceeing this event. You know, these guys are going to be swarmed by paparazzi when they show up. You know that, don't you?
That'd be great.
I hope you're ready for the onslaught of groupies that will be waiting outside the tech center. Sean.
We welcome them.
Sean, you can come in any time here. You can jump in any time here. Oh, wait. Oh, he's going to talk. I think he's actually going to talk.
Yeah, I don't think that we have to worry about paparazzi, but, you know, we welcome any attention that we can get.
That's right. That's right. So for that reason alone, you need to come out on August 15th to FSCJ's downtown campus for the Tech Coast Conference. Thank you both so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
One closing comment. This is free to anyone that attends. So we want to thank our sponsors. We've got great corporate sponsorship, FIS, Community First, Carousel. So they're footing the bill for this. So this year it's free. We don't know about the future.
Don't know about next year. And next year you won't be able to get Sean as your MC. It'd be much too big. Much too big. But this year you have him. So it's very exciting.
We'll take him.